It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Jason Tatum, appropriately enough, dribbles across half court with 10 seconds to go. The Celtics have made magic throughout the course of the year. Of that, there was no doubt. But could they do it in the playoffs? Could they do it on the road? Could they do it against the world champions? And on a signature night in the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown era, Al Horford rises to the occasion with the game of his life, and the Boston Celtics have come from behind to even the Eastern Conference semifinals at 2 games apiece. The final score, Boston 116, Milwaukee 108.
Man, things... This is like going to Disneyland for the first time and seeing all the magic that's there. And as a child, you just go, wow. I can't believe that they played as poorly early on. But one thing you mentioned
earlier. All right, Max, I'm going to interrupt you because Jason Tatum is about to throw on headsets downstairs. Normally we take a break to make sure everything's working technically, but today we don't have that kind of time. So we'll just wait for Jason to throw the headset on. I'm going to do a little sound check. Jason, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Then let me ask you this question. How is it possible that at 35 years old, Al Horford could play the game of his life?
Found a youth. Man, Al has been so big for us all season. Al's been big for me my whole career. I've been fortunate enough to play with him for 3 years, my first 2 years in the league, and just... He's just the ultimate professional. Obviously, at 35, taking care of his body, playing 35-plus minutes, winning playoff games for us on the road. His leadership, his defense, that's his knowledge of the game. Man, you know, Al's amazing.
Man, you look at the way you guys played today, and you early on, things weren't going well, and seemed like everybody was kind of dropping their head, and Al got you guys going, and then you just had a fourth quarter where, man, it just all of a sudden it clicked back in that you were able to get in these ISO situations and beat your man.
Yeah, it's a long game. We know that. Tough environment. You know, our back against the wall 2-1 on the playoffs, and it took everything we had. It's a game of runs, as you know. The other team, they're going to go on runs. We're going to go on runs. Just try to sustain it and respond and answer it. I'm proud of the way we competed, fought back, you know. And now it's 2-2, and, you know, best of three.
I remember the thing you did say. You said, look, you took ownership of that last game you played, and you said, I didn't play well. And I had to come back, and I had to put my stamp on it. Here's what I was saying about you. You had to put your stamp on it, and you did it on the defensive end, and you rebounded the basketball. I think you had about 14 rebounds
13,
tonight.
Playing as bad as I did last game and losing by two, I couldn't sleep these last 2 days. You know how it is when you play bad. I couldn't wait till the game started just to come out and give ourselves a chance to win. Whether it was making shots or getting stops or rebounding, you know, I just wanted to come back and redeem myself and be there for my teammates in any way I could.
So here's what I need to know before what is going to be a joyful flight back to Boston. You said you were thinking too much the other day, and it looked like that was hitting you again. Max and I have watched every minute you've ever played. I saw your shoulders change in the fourth quarter, and there was almost a different mindset. Were you not thinking too much in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was fourth quarter, down 7. And all the message was, leave it all on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Don't take nothing with us. Give it all we got. We got 12 minutes to save our season, you know, in a sense, and give ourselves a chance. And that was the mindset, you know, fourth quarter, do what it takes to win this game.
Dude, I'll see you on the plane, dude, but bring earplugs on Wednesday,
all
right?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
For sure.
Bring some earplugs. Jason Tatum joining us downstairs as the Celtics have come from behind and beaten the Bucks 116-108. And It's a moment, Max. It was, you know, normally sometimes these moments and these games, the one you remember forever, they happen out of nowhere. Today was one of those days that you knew was going to end with a signature moment in the Tatum Brown era one way or the other, and that certainly is what has unfolded here. And listen, nothing is won, nothing is over, but watching the body language of the Bucks here, what did I say in the third quarter when the Bucks were up by 11? What did I say to you, Max? I said, "Do you feel the Bucks are a better team?"
Yeah, and I said,
and the answer is no.
No, they're not. But they were playing with they were playing essentially with house money, and then they got stagnant.
Yeah,
and then you start seeing guys, and then you start seeing one of the things you really saw was the fact that Giannis became human. Here's a guy, he was exhausted. He had nothing left. When he didn't get back that time, he was tied on the floor down there with Marcus Smart. Didn't even get up. Didn't even want to get back. So he had no – when they needed him in the game, had to take him out to give him a breather. So, I mean, this was a gut check, big game. Man, I tell you what, let me say this on there right now. Ronnie Maxwell, my brother. Don't ask me for no tickets for the next game, okay?
Yeah, good luck.
I'm good. I'm good, Holmes. I'm good.
All right, 116-108 is the final. I'm headed back to Boston. Adam Jones and Cedric Maxwell will close this out as a memorable night and a fascinating 48 hours before we rejoin you on Wednesday night for Game 5. 116-108 is the final. Jonesy and Max will wrap it up for you on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.